Welcome to the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. And it was a C-SPAN 15-round thriller. And welcome to 2023. Though I usually write about sports about 99% of the time, this week's most interesting game has just occurred in Washington, D.C. in the chambers of the U.S. House of Representatives. And regardless of your political affiliation or your independence, it was nice to see the 434 members of the House of Representatives having to show up to work every day like the rest of us do. Now, you could tell that most of these newly elected House members were not exactly thrilled about being forced to show up at the office to work every day this week. And especially when you consider that it took them over four full days just to determine a new leader. Down the hall in your hard-working 100-member U.S. Senate, a newly elected, for 6 years, member was asked by a television host this week about how his first week of work was going. And the new senator, who had no political experience coming in, laughed at the question. He showed up for work early this week, was sworn in to become official, and then attended his very first Senate meeting. The first order of business for your hard-working U.S. senator was to see the Senate adjourn for the next 3 weeks. This fellow seemed genuinely surprised by the action, or inaction, but remember, this gentleman is considered to be a rookie on the old Senate team. He will learn. It does take time to develop the skills and become a real senator, like those other veterans. With the average U.S. senator now at 70 years of age, and five of them are over 80, the job apparently does require some unique job skills, which can only be learned over a long period of political training and time. So this Senate rookie has a lot to learn. Now, just a few weeks ago, the 2022 team of the Washington Senators worked right up until Christmas weekend to pass a massive 7,000-page omnibus spending package, which cost $1.7 trillion. That works out to 14 reams of your favorite 500-page printer paper at a cost to taxpayers of nearly $243 million per page. As our rookie senator will soon learn, omnibus in congressional speak means we even threw in the kitchen sink, so please don't read this bill. No wonder the U.S. Senate adjourned for 3 weeks after just one day of work in 2023. These guys are still recovering from last year's big finish. They had to truck this monster bill over to the U.S. House of Representatives. And yes, last year's team of House Representatives signed the bill just in time for St. Nick. And now 2023 is upon us. And this past Tuesday was the time to seat all of the 434 new and returning members to the U.S. House of Representatives. They were just elected or re-elected in November to serve for 2 years in their federal government job. The assembled U.S. House team consists of members coming from geographic areas of about 750,000 U.S. citizens apiece. Now, in the Houston, Texas area, there are about six representatives for the region of 4 million and growing citizens. And to put this into perspective, Houston's number of U.S. House members now equals the sum of all House representatives from Delaware, South Dakota, North Dakota, Alaska, Vermont, and Wyoming, which each have one apiece. This last Tuesday, all 434 people who won their elections to work in the U.S. House of Representatives showed up for work for the next 2 years. Now, there are a couple of important things that they needed to do this week. Like all new employees, these 434 needed to get their ID badges and security clearances and, of course, get set up on the government's payroll system, too. In order to kick off the process, the U.S. House of Representatives needed to establish a leader to be in charge of this oft-times unruly bunch. The title of Speaker of the House is usually awarded to a person from the political party which has received the majority of those 434 elected officials. With 222 Republicans and 212 Democrats in the field, the new Speaker of the House must receive more than half of the voting delegates to win the race. In this case, 218 votes was the magic number. Now it's time to insert a little bit of my obligatory sports analogies. The Republicans' former leader in the U.S. House of Representatives, we want to think of him as the team's head coach, has held a variety of leadership roles for more than a dozen years, initially given the job of Chief Deputy Whip, which is kind of like a position coach in football, back in 2009. He worked up to the Majority Whip, we'll call that the Assistant Head Coach, in 2011, and then he won his team's leadership role, or head coach, in 2014. Now, the Republicans have enjoyed some success and failures during his time as a team leader. But like most government jobs, it's difficult to be fired from your current position. much like the Godfather movie. Each political party's leader does not like to be questioned or challenged, and doing so in public is often quite risky. The previous House Speaker managed her team with an iron fist, and in fairness, both the Republican and Democratic teams generally do operate in a similar fashion. You see, a few of these top U.S. representative leaders, like those in the Senate, can make you or break you. If you are considered to be a team player and fully cooperate with the team's coach, you may end up with a more powerful committee assignment or more funding in your next re-election campaign. But if you fall out of line, you could be banished to the bench, meaning little or no committee assignments, by the team's head coach. And good luck on getting that significant re-election cash from your party's leadership prior to your next election campaign. The Republicans will hold a slim 10-seat majority in the U.S. House of Representatives for the next 2 years. The longtime head coach of that Republican team fully expected that he was going to receive the required 218 votes out of the 222 House members on his side from his compliant associates and be awarded the powerful leadership position again this week. As former college football coach Lee Corso likes to say, yeah, not so fast. Beginning on Tuesday, a group of about 20 Republican representatives caused quite a stir and a lot of chaos. These troublemakers believe that their current coach was not trustworthy, and he'd been ineffective in the past, and has been unwilling to make any substantive changes into how the House of Representatives operates. This small group decided to oppose his nomination and put forth an alternate leader in the vote. They hoped that other team members would then follow their lead. In Tuesday's first round of voting for Speaker of the House, the current Republican head coach fell 17 votes short of the needed 218 for his election. The Democrats' choice for head coach received all 212 of their votes. However, the Democrats still need 6 votes because they're short of the 218 threshold. Oh, now, it's time to play the game again. And in every subsequent round this week, about 20 Republicans repeated their demands for either a new leader or to make significant reforms to guarantee to open up the House of Representatives to a more representative body again. And neither side was apparently willing to budge. The same voting outcome happened time after time after time. Now, if you watched any of this week's fascinating soap opera, I learned that Congress no longer operates in the way that most of us kind of thought it did. You remember that old schoolhouse rock song called I'm Just a Bill on Capitol Hill? Well, it's apparently not true anymore. Operating much like the so-called cool kids at your school did years ago, there's a House Rules Committee. Now, this is a very small but powerful and rather exclusive group. This small group determines what will come up for a vote and how much or little it will be debated by all of the members of the legislative body. In recent years, the 434 House members increasingly were shunned from having an opportunity to openly discuss or comment on anything before the final vote was to be taken. The 434 members were primarily allowed only to vote yes or no on most legislation. But this week, those 20 Republican troublemakers kept nominating another Republican candidate for speakership in every round to become their team's new head coach. They wanted significant changes to be made in the way the House of Representatives works. It was critical for all team members on both sides, both parties, Republicans and Democrats, to stay put and vote in every single round from Tuesday afternoon all the way until after midnight on Friday night. If any Republican was to leave the floor and miss the next vote, the Democrats might be able to steal the speaker's position for their team. The person or persons who would miss that vote would be scorned by their teammates and likely fired by their constituents 2 years from now. But on the Democrat side of the aisle, woe to any Democrat if that person should leave the floor and squander their rare opportunity to capture the leadership position for their team. Their 212 members stayed and voted in every single round of this 4-day game. Each vote took about 2 hours to do, as each of the 434 House members was required to be in the hall for a voice vote. And if they weren't in the room at the time, let's say they stepped outside for a moment, they were given a second chance at the end of the roll call voting to register their vote. Round 2 came and went with the same results, and then ditto for rounds 3, 4, all the way through round 14. Beginning on Tuesday, this game continued on Wednesday, Thursday, and late into the night, Friday. Before each vote, the backroom deals were being negotiated with this problematic group of 20 Republicans. They demanded changes to be put in writing in order to satisfy their concerns. And around midnight on Friday, the winner was the current head coach, and he was finally crowned with a narrow 4-vote margin. The final tally was 216 to 212. Now, wait a minute. That only adds up to 428 of the 434 House members. But there were six of these 20 original Republicans who opted to vote present in the last vote. And in that manner, they were not allowing the House permanent record to show that they actually voted for the current head coach for the Speaker's role. Yep, it was a multi-day drama and gamesmanship in its highest form. In most U.S. House of Representatives sessions, which happen every 2 years, the Speaker of the House position is the first order of business. The leader is usually elected on the first ballot on day one of the session. The last time that the U.S. House required more than 15 ballots was 1859. Yeah, that's a few years short of the start of the Civil War. Obviously, the Republican head coach was quite embarrassed by this tedious four-day extra-inning ballgame. Though he could have withdrawn from consideration at any time during the week, he showed the resilience of Rocky Balboa by taking a lot of gut punches through the entire 15-round slugfest. The Democrat team, all 212 members, voted in lockstep every single round. They smelled a rare opportunity that they could score an upset victory. And should they have been able to cut a deal with just six moderate Republicans to come across the aisle and vote with them, their team would have celebrated one of the greatest upsets in American political history by stealing the Speaker of the House job away from the Republicans. When all was said and done, though, by early Saturday morning, the House of Representatives now has a brand new Speaker. The 434 House members have now all been sworn in, and more importantly, they can now get busy with the most important job of all, getting set up in the federal payroll system. For us taxpayers who may have watched this multi-day drama on C-SPAN, and thank you C-SPAN, we had a chance to see and get to know many of these 434 House of Representatives members. It was a fascinating week to watch. And for the first time in decades, this group of people actually worked together, came together every day in the same location for one entire week. Do miracles ever cease? Speaking of miracles, I learned by watching this week that the U.S. House of Representatives opens every session with a prayer and a recitation of the Pledge of Allegiance. And as the 15th vote finally brought a winner after the midnight hour late Friday night, the jubilant response from the House floor on both sides proved that many of their prayers were finally answered. I'm Swamp Swami.